SRN News. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The director of the U.S. National Counterterrorism Center is resigning over the Trump administration's war against Iran. Joe Kent said Iran posed no imminent threat to our nation and that he cannot in good conscience support the war. Meanwhile, Israel says it has killed two of Iran's leading figures.
The Israeli defense minister says that the Israeli military has killed top Iranian security official Ali Larijani in an overnight strike. Israel Katz made the announcement on Tuesday. The Israeli military also announced it had killed Golam Reza Soleimani, the head of the Revolutionary Guards Bajij militia, a key force used to suppress demonstrations in the Islamic Republic. The killings again strip away top Iran leaders after the February 28 strike that killed 86-year-old Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More than 2,000 flights are canceled or delayed today after severe weather disrupted air travel. Passengers are also facing long lines at some airport security checkpoints as TSA screening is being stretched by the partial government shutdown. President Trump is expressing frustration with the response of other countries to his demand that they help police the Strait of Hormuz.
Some are countries that we've helped for many, many years. We've protected them from horrible outside sources, and they weren't that enthusiastic. And the level of enthusiasm, it matters to me.
The president also has a warning for fellow Republicans as they launch an effort to hold the Senate floor and talk for days about a voter ID bill they know can't pass. In a social media post, he said he'll never, ever endorse anyone who votes against it. This is SRN News. A religious freedom group is concerned about blasphemy laws.
Global Christian Relief says it's time for the governments of the world to rise up against statutes that criminalize a person's deeply held beliefs, and the buck stops here. A new GCR report says, quote, the United States should intensify bilateral and multilateral engagement to press for the repeal or non-enforcement of blasphemy laws, which remain on the books in nearly half of the world's countries and are fundamentally incompatible with freedom of religion. Michael Harrington reporting.
Religious freedom advocates also are warning that hate crimes laws in Europe are leading to restrictions on people of faith. Finland is currently prosecuting a former member of its legislature for quoting verses from Paul's letter to the Romans condemning homosexuality. Finland's Supreme Court is currently considering her case. International Christian Concern says Europe's Digital Services Act can affect speech even in the U.S. This is SRN News. A New York man is exonerated and freed after 20 years in prison.
Prosecutors drop a case against a New York man who has spent nearly 20 years in prison for a less than $600 robbery they now agree he did not commit. On Monday, the Brooklyn DA's office asked a judge to throw out 61-year-old Kenneth Winley's conviction and dismiss his indictment. He was arrested in 2005 after using what turned out to be a stolen money order to buy his mother a stove at an appliance store. Prosecutors say since Winley's trial, new evidence, including confessions from two other men who were convicted in similar robberies, supported his claim of innocence. Julie Walker, New York.
Amazon announced today it started offering faster U.S. deliveries of selected products for an extra charge. Deliveries can be made in 1 or 3 hours for additional fees ranging from $5 to $20. More details at srnnews.com.